the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, Shemana Esrei, Birchas Rafa'enu. Shalom. We are starting the next bracha of Shemana Esrei, Rafa'enu. Rafa'enu is the eighth bracha, Shemana Esrei. Gemara says that Rafa'enu was put in the eighth bracha, because Mila was given on the eighth day, Bris Mila. The Adua Bris Mila is made without any anesthetics, not made in operating rooms, sterility. And even so, Baruch Hashem, for thousands of years we're doing it, we continue to do it. This is the beginning of the sign of Hashem's special Hashkocha for Refuah and Klal Yisrael. A new baby is born, we put him through a thing, the Gemara calls it a situation of Sakona. Sakona's nefashis. And we do it year by year in all situations, even now. This is machla going around. We kept on doing it. Chanami, special care taken as much as we can. But Klal Yisrael has always been involved in this mitzvah because, number one, it represents the bris between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even our goof is different. Even our body is different than the rest of the world. And we should use it also as something to remind ourselves of a special Ashkoch of Refuah. Like it says at the end, Roifei Choyle Amo Yisrael. And she also would say, Roifei Kol Basa. So Refuah for anything that was created. Hashem gave the ability for Refuah anything that was created. But it's a special Ashkoch of Klal Yisrael. And that's where we're turning to Hashem, that we recognize that the food is in your hands. This is one of the most important things. The person's in a situation of machla, they often get confused and relies too much on the doctors. They can't help, they can't help, they gave up, he gives up, they say they can do it, they tell you about him. It's not in their hands. They have a certain amount of knowledge, a certain ability to help out. Moses says, the Rabbi Yerapid says in the Torah, Nitin Rishus, the racial rapid. No, there was a Hadamina that a person sick is not allowed to go to a doctor. The Mashmalon, the Chiddush is that no, there's such a concept of going to a doctor. But the doctor itself is not a full refuah, as we will see. Hashem is the only one that can make a full refuah. We know by doctors, very often they give a certain thing and doesn't work. Even if it doesn't work, the Mashmalon will come back later. Or even everything seems to be going perfectly well, suddenly. It causes some side effects, complications, and some people have diseases with very new modern medicines, and they end up dying from complications that come out as a side effect. So, Bunny, this is what we're doubting to Hashem, that we recognize that the food is in your hands. It's in your hands. The more we toil ourselves in our Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more the Atah Shemayah we have. This is the story we said many times. That the side, the more Baruch Hashem Shivtach of Hashem, Baruch Hashem Miftachu. The more we show our bitachon Hashem, the more Hashem treats us with a special hashgacha. Now, before going into the whole bracha, there's another question one could ask. That we always believe Hashem knows what He's doing. Not only know He knows what He's doing, but He's doing everything that's the best for us. He never does something that's not good for us. Even if we don't behave ourselves, Hashem is always Rahman. So if He made us sick, so what did He bow for a foot? Hashem's decision was the right thing for us is to be sick, not healthy. So the Kabbalah, like we said, there was a child in need, that a person is sick, he should not do any styles to be healthy. The truth is not like that. First of all, as we mentioned before, Hashem did set up a mahalach of a foot in the world. The idea behind it is like this. The fact that a person is sick right now is because that's what Hashem felt is the best thing for him. The person has a certain condition, he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, you have to do a surgery. So if he trusts the doctor, he's going to do the surgery. Either surgery is very painful. No, doctor, I don't want to do the surgery. Just find some other way for me to do it. Or just leave it alone. The doctor says, if I leave it alone, you could die from it. If I do the surgery, If Hashem will save your life, it will be painful, but you get past it. So when we are in a state that Hashem has decided that we get a machla, that's what we need. We need to go through that, the start of the machla, and strengthen our bitochen Hashem, do the right things. But Hashem Avada doesn't want us to be in a constant state of machla. He wants us to have a refuah. But he wants us to do the proper status for the refuah. And the basic status for a refuah is turning to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Together with that, you have to go to the doctors. The one without the other doesn't work even. That's what we're saying. The Seinu Hashem, if a person is a choyle, then a chanami. I'm turning to you, Hashem, because I know that you want me to have a refuah. The present and a chanami. You want me now to be sick. The future? No, the future you don't want me to be sick. You want me to do the right things to be zecha to the refuah. Who's saying, even a person perfectly healthy, it's important to say this tefillah. Unfortunately, very often, brachas and Shemoneh Esrei, they get their attention according to what we think our need is. So if a person is sick, or somebody in the south is very sick, the bracha Rafaela becomes number one bracha. The people that he knows are all healthy, then it doesn't take so much importance. So we have to understand that in order to be zeicha, to see after Shemai in the issue of refuah, you don't have to be sick. You can be healthy also. And have a special shmir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not sick. The Gemara says, Lo yilu mispalem odom. The Gemara, you should pray to Hashem, atre, sheyechla. You can mispal to Hashem before you get sick, or you shouldn't get sick. Because once you get sick, it's hard to get out of it. The fact that every day, I recognize that Hashem is the Reifei, Choy Le'am Yisrael, Kel Melech Reifei Neman Rachman, I say that he's a Neman Rachman. What does Neman mean? Neman means steadfast, constant, non-changing. Neman Rachman. In other words, I realize that he's constantly being my Reifei. The truth is, there's no situation in a person's life that he doesn't need a Reifei. Just, he doesn't have external symptoms. But our body is constantly, every second of our lives, there's a whole milchoma going on with all kinds of different types of viruses and bacteria and diseases and poisons that come into our body. We have a whole system of immune system, white blood cells, all kinds of different things that are constantly on the guard and working to keep us healthy. There's so many things going on there. So it's true, we don't notice it, but we're saying Hashem, we recognize you. Reifei Neman Rachman.
Kol HaLashon.
Constantly a Reifei. Neman, under all circumstances, you're a Reifei. Whether we deserve it or not, you're a Reifei. In every second of our lives, you're a Reifei. The more we pay attention to it, the more Siyad Shemai we have. And there's something I take for granted. We see now, we have one little virus that the body did not yet develop immune response to. And just out of control. There's all kind of complicated things to try to protect ourselves. That's when we expose to many of these things daily. Just without even thinking, our body is controlling them. And this is the food that Hashem gives us on a regular basis. Okay, so let us go through the bracha. Refeinu Hashem v'nei Refei. The beautiful pshat. Refeinu Hashem v'nei Refei. It says in Chazal, there's a difference between refuah that sometimes Hashem does al yidei malach, not a direct refuah, and refuah the chayde v'atzma direct al yidei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So yidei malach is not a complete refuah. The machla could go away, it could be remission, then it could come back later on. Rachman Hashem, we see that too often. Some people are so excited, Baruch Hashem, the machla is under control, and then a few months later, a few years later, suddenly bursts out again. There's nothing to do with it then. Refeinu Hashem, though, if it's from Hashem, it's a complete refuah. There's nothing left of it. There's no second round of it. And that's what we're saying. Refeinu Hashem, we want the refuah to be directly from you, Hashem, because when you are directly involved in the refuah, then it will say we'll be completely cured, not partially cured, no side effects, no coming back of the machla, no second rounds. We don't know how even going on in the world, the Baruch Hashem and Eretz Yisrael seems to be under control, more or less. But they're always saying, you never know, could be next year or later on, Chas Hashem, we could come back again. You don't know. If Hashem decides, I'm going to give the refuah, that's the end of it. It doesn't come back again. She gives us a Yeshua. Give us salvation from the different types of machlos that could come to us. Why are we deserving? What right do we have to ask for to make a refuah? Because you are the one we are constantly praising. And therefore we have a schus to continue onwards, because we're doing what Hashem created us for, to recognize that Hashem is the source of all the good we have in our lives. See, the Seinu also, they're not just saying, I want everything, you know. Like we said before, Hashem is a vending machine. I put in my quarter and I get out the food. No. We want the food to continue that relationship of constantly more and more being makir, the Chazdei Hashem with us. How much now we have a schiva at every single one of us. Above Hashem, so far, we have gone through this situation. We are healthy. So thank Hashem for it. Seinu also. We recognize you're the right for Yisrael Yom Yisrael. Ba'arei l'fuhu shalem l'chol v'akri Yisrael. Like we said before, Hashem is the only one that can make a refuah shalema. The doctors that can do bits and pieces, but to make a complete refuah, that all the different parts that and complications and everything coming back again, all that is not in the hands of anybody, in the hands of Hashem. If Hashem decides it should be finished, it's finished. If not, it can be lingering then. And it's just a matter of time till it comes back. Mikel Melech Reifei Nemer Achon Otto. In our minds, we're asking from you for a refuah, because we recognize that you are Kel Melech. Kel is the Koyches of Hashem. Melech is the Malchus. You have the power. You can overpower any force in the world. And Neman V'Rachmon, like we said, steadfast, with Rachmon is constant, full of Rachmon on us. Even when a person is in a matter of Machla, Hashem did not forsake him. Hashem saw as Rachmon, just Hashem feels this Rachmon, that this person needs this in order to survive, in order to grow, in order to be the Oyvah Hashem that he really should be. So, that is the Tzura of the Bach. We're asking for refuah, and we know the refuah is in your hands. And the thing that gives us a schus to ask is because we're going to use it properly. We're going to praise you, Hashem, for the refuah, and we're praising you now, Hashem, the recognition that you're the Roshet. We recognize your greatness. You have the power to do everything. We recognize your Rachmanis under all circumstances. If we have our side in the relationship, that in itself gives us a schus to be zeichet to the refuah. The person just says, give me a refuah, give me a refuah. What's that? The person walks up to the king. Give me a refuah. Not a request. But we go up to the queen and we say that you recognize our special relationship between you and us. You care for us so much. Under all circumstances. And we know that you have your power. You're Kel Melech. You're the one who is only one that's able to make a foolish lema. That's a good request. We established, we have the proper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we had in Rosh Hashanah in Yisrael, what we started off with. That recognizes the special Hashkocha and Klal Yisrael more than any other nation. Shimshon Pinkus, in a sweet way, used to say, Ashiyoti say, Reifa Kovasa, Reifa of all of flesh, all of life, live matter. Here we say, Rosh Hashanah in Yisrael. The difference between the two is, you have a kupat cholim doctor and you have a private doctor. Kupat cholim doctor does a general treatment for everybody. That's Reifa Kovasa. The Klal Yisrael, Hashem is a private doctor. How do you make an appointment by this private doctor? By saying this bracha. This is the way you make your appointment. If you don't even ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not interested in me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can be like everybody else, Reifa Kovasa. The cows also get Reifa Kovasa. You don't pay attention to the bracha, you won't get it. If you do, and you recognize, there's some special kesher between me and you, a private, one-on-one kesher between me and you, I'm different than everybody else. Then, with that bracha, we are rousing the special Siyat Shemaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us a high level, personal, refuah, for the Shleim Elechol Makaseyu, Makaseyu, which should be Zeyfe, refuah for all the Klal Yisrael, refuah for Nefesh, some people need refuah for Nefesh, and then they refuah for Aguf, whatever it is, it's all part of refuah, because it's all machla. This is tefillah, like we said many times, should be Losh and Rabban, down for all of the Klal Yisrael together with us, Hashem will continue to be watching over us. Shloy nechla, we should not be choylim. And not the moment when those who are choylim should have a fuha shalema. Okay, and you also. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.